You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Very interesting story. Since this is basketball season, I don't know if you noticed or not. I mean, it was kind of that thing. There is a woman by the name of Bailey Maupin, and all she wanted to be was a basketball player, basically. And that's what she was. Very good. She had the gear, the confidence, and the opportunity to score big as a D1 athlete. But she quickly found out that the world is much bigger and scarier than she imagined. In case you're heading out, kids, got a little testimony here. She did an I Am Second, a white chair video that I wanted to give you a link for.
I didn't know that not everything was Groover America. I had never felt so lost and so alone in a moment in my life than when I first got to college. I'm a college athlete at a big D1 university, and I'm from a town of 1,000 people. I was in an environment that was hard for me to find God, and my faith fell.
Oh boy, here we go. But there is really good news. She rebounds. I'll just tell you that right off. And strengthens her faith as a college athlete. Athletes, I'll tell you all about it if you watch imsecond.com/Bailey. Okay? Hashtag imsecond. So I'm going to post the link. There's an Instagram post, and it'll have that information up there for you. I'll post that link. So if you're in high school, didn't matter if you're a man or a woman, kid, boy, girl, you're thinking about going to college, that this will strengthen, this will help you out right here. I think her testimony from Bailey Maupin will really help you out. And I'm going to post it on the Sound of Life Facebook page right now. I'm going to do it. Watch me.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
But I love what someone said. Probably had to be a mom. Maybe your grandma by now. Probably words of wisdom. We've all heard a lot, but you're going to hear another one, right? You blink. And this is encouragement for mom, maybe grandma, young kids. You blink and they're 8, and then they're 28, and then they're parents. So take it in, mama. Let them climb into bed with you. Sing a song they requested for the 10th time. Hold them a little tighter when they want to hug you. Maybe in raising children, you lose your mind a bit, but boy, do you find your soul.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
All right, don't panic. It's not a big deal. It's a little history, pop history quiz. Probably for basketball fans, unless you're from Peekskill or Cortland Manor. If you remember, and I do remember him very well, Elton Brand played basketball, ended up going to Duke University, number one recruit. Just to give you an idea, the NBA plays the quintessential NBA player, 6'8", 245 pounds. Just in case you're looking at the TV going, that guy's normal looking. Yeah, okay. 6'8", 245. I love that guy. He went to Duke University. Unbelievable. I said, man, Duke University, couple of years, they are just going to have an incredible team. It'll be amazing. And he left after a year. Can't blame him. I'm not blaming him for that. They say you can't blame him when you see the check. You know, he leave, went to the pros. He ended up becoming, was one of the general managers for the Philadelphia 76ers, Elton Brand. Kind of brings me to today's athletic scene in college. You've probably heard about Caitlin Clark, the history-making woman in women's basketball. Unheard of publicity. It's amazing. And I heard a really cool commentary about it. Sports announcer, you know, why? Why is that? Because we know her. She's played in Iowa for 4 years. She can play another year if she wanted to. We know her. He said, I get tired of having to Google the starting lineup of Duke University when they're going to play Carolina. I mean, you know, I don't even know who they're, you know. I know Philip Filipowski, that I do know from Minisink, Neversink, wherever. But it's an interesting thing that's happened in sports, and that was Elton Brand for me was the player that really it shocked me. It did, because I had such high hopes, and it's kind of left a hole in me, because nowadays, I mean, you had a situation where Kentucky won a national championship with freshmen, and they all left. It's like, what is happening? You know, and so for old curmudgeons like us who remember, you know, of course, it has opened it up, because there are teams like Princeton University, maybe Rider, you know, I don't know. You mentioned Gonzaga, I think, probably got in publicity that way because their players tend to stay there. They're not going to be highly recruited by the NBA. They stay in the team for 4 years. It's a team sport. It's the ideal team sport. Anyway, so that's what I lament. And what I bring it down to, of course, if I was doing a Sunday sermon, would say, that's the thing. So many of us have that emptiness in us. And that's what only God can fill with his son, Jesus, right? That's, he's going to be there, a presence all the time, 24/7, no matter what you're going through.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
You know, with the weather the way it is, we'll be outside, I'm sure, a lot more. I've heard the kids out already. It's amazing, amazing. So iMom.com has come up with some amazing ideas, actually 30 spring break ideas, and they categorized them. Memory-making spring break ideas. Ideas for the adventurous family. I mean, they got a neat printout chart and everything for you. It's really pretty cool. Spring ideas for working parents, okay? They even they have a jar. It's the I'm Bored jar. It's pretty cool. Give you an idea right there. So they're trying to help you out. They got printable stuff there. Spring break ideas to get everybody outside. Maybe it's time to have a lemonade stand we're in March, in the middle of March. I don't know. We're in a new era. It's kind of a neat thing. And I'll post this for you from imom.com. 30 spring break ideas. I'll post it, well, on the Sound of Life Facebook page, of course. So look for it in your news feed right there.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Yes, on the Cup of Joe Morning Show hotline, Daniel, kind of wonder if there's anything happened to you lately you're thankful for.
You know, God is good. You know what I'm saying? You're asking, like, the right questions. And I really don't have the time, but I am going to tell you. So I haven't seen my children, my son and my daughter, in the past, I don't know, 2.5, maybe 3 years, roughly, in person, right?
Wow.
And it's something that I have been praying for. Well, these past couple of years, I've been learning that sometimes you just need to let go and let God. Right. I've learned to be quiet. I've learned to just give it all, go all into God. And eventually God will take care of it at his own time. He will take care of you. Well, his own time came in yesterday. I was able to visit church with my children. I went to the church and I was able to see them. And it was phenomenal. God did not only show up, but he showed out. It was an amazing experience. I was, needless to say, walking on cloud nine. Mm. I came back to my church to receive my sermon after I had seen the children. And all I was talking about was the fact that I was able to see my kids and just to see how good God is. And one of my favorite sayings is that when God's hands are in the mix, everything is perfect.
Encouraging you on your ride to work.
Whoa, get you going this morning, right?
Joe Hunter on The Sound of Life.
Elizabeth Elliot said and admonished to us all the things we've been through and the circumstances, right? The secret is Christ in you, not you in a different set of circumstances, right?
The Sound of Life.
I said before, what if God's will is Jesus living in you, being filled with the Spirit? It's knowing the love of Jesus. It's an incredible thing. Someone said, you know, it's kind of like when you go buy a soda, right? It's sealed at the factory. It has so much in it. They put so much in, they seal it. And you get it, and you don't have to add anything to it, and you know that. All you need is right there. It's like when you come to Christ, he's in you. And if you shake it up a little bit, that soda, you're going to find out quite a bit of activity aren't you? Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.